Translation. By his vasudeva feature, Krishna simultaneously expanded himself into the exact number of missing cowherd boys and cows. With their exact bodily features, their particular type of hands, legs, and other limbs, their sticks, bangles, and flutes, their lunch bag, their particular type of dress and ornaments, placed in various ways their name, age, and forms, and their special activities and characteristics. By expanding himself in this way, beautiful Krishna proved the statement Samagra Jagat Vishnu Mayam, Lord Vishnu is all pervading. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. As stated in Brahma Samhita, Advaita Matsuttama Nadi Mananta Rupam Adyam Purana Purusham Navayova Namca. Krishna, Param Brahma, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is Adyam, the beginning of everything. He is Adipurusham, the ever-youthful original person. He can expand himself in more forms than one can imagine, yet he does not fall down from his original form as Krishna. Therefore, he is called Achyuta. This is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sarvam Vishnumayam Jagat, Sarva Kalv Idam Brahma. Krishna just proved that he is everything, that he can become everything, but that still he is personally different from everything. Matstani sarva bhutani nacrante svavastita. This is Krishna. Who is understood by Achintya Beda Beda Tattva philosophy. Purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vashishyate. Krishna is always complete, and although he can create millions of universes, all of them full in all opulence, he remains as opulent as ever, without any change. Advaitam. This is explained by different Vaishnavacharyas through philosophies such as Vishuddhadvaita, Vishishtadvaita, and Dvaitadvaita. Therefore, one must learn about Krishna from Acharya. Acharya Purushaveda. One who follows the path of the Acharya knows things as they know things as they are. Such a person can know Krishna as he is, at least to some extent. And as soon as one understands Krishna, janma karma chame divyam, evam yaveti tatva taha, one is liberated from material bondage. Tyaktva deha punajanma naitima meti sorjuna. Om agyana timirandasya, jnana mjana shalakaya, chakshur umilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha. Mukam karoti vatra lam pangung lagayate girim yatkripatam aham vande shri guru dinataranam nama om vishnu padaya krishna prashtaya bhutale shrimate bhaktivedanta swaminiti namine namaste sarasvati deve gauravani pracharine nirvishesha shunyavadi pasatya deshatarine jaya shri krishna chaitanya prabhu nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadara Shivasvati Gora Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna Hare 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 Ramo, Hare Ramo Ramo Ramo, Hare 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 Krishna. Beginning from Bhagavad Gita, the fundamental teaching is that we are not this body, that we are completely spiritual. We belong to Krishna. We have no other shelter except Krishna. We have no other master except Krishna. Krishna, we do not belong to anyone except Krishna, and Krishna does not belong to anyone except their devotees. So this is the constitutional position of a living entity. However, when the living entity develops envy toward the Lord, he falls down from his constitutional position. If we think about it, it is very easy to become envy. Recently, just a few weeks ago, I heard that the ladies can be envious of the ladies to an extreme level. While I was thinking of example, I'm going to take an example of a boys. You know, the boys in the college, they are fighting if there is one boy who likes one girl, and if there is another boy who liked the same girl. And if this girl gives more attention to this boy, then how does the first boy feel? Envious. His heart burns. He's fighting. We can't have that in the spiritual world. So when the living entity develops envy toward, in the spiritual world, Krishna is not in the center of attraction of one girl, but of 16 billion gopis. And when the living entity start to think that, why is Krishna in the center of everything? Look, I'm here. Why not me? This is the fall down of the jiva. But when we develop this feeling of when they are, instead of thinking that if they are focusing on Krishna, why not on me? Instead of that, we should think, if they are focusing on the Krishna, why not me? Why don't I not put Krishna in the center? So when the living entity falls from his constitutional position, the living entity falls in the category of Tatashta Shakti. He have always a choice. So the living entity, when he comes in contact with nature, which is inferior to him, he becomes conditioned. And according to his desire, he gets a particular type of body. And that particular type of body is the facility for the enjoyment and suffering in this world. So in that conditioned state, there is enjoyment and there is suffering. But that enjoyment is compared to the candle. Can the living entity be happy in conditioned state? Never. He can never be happy in his conditioned state. However, the real happiness, the real fulfillment, what is called ananda, is not equal to material happiness. Ananda is something different from happiness. If happiness is happiness and distress of this world is compared to a darkness and to a candle, then ananda is compared to the sun. When sun is there, there is no need of candle and there is no darkness. Srila Prabhupada in the purport, he says that Krishna, he is Achyuta, and that he is also a Param Brahma. Now, question for Pujari is, how do you call this? How do you call this in Sanskrit? How? Who said that? Yeah, Deepa. And how do you call? Correct, Deepa. And the fire is called Archi. Diparci reva hidashantara mabhyupetya, dipayate vivrita hetu samana dharma, yastadrigeva hitsavishnutaya vipati, govinda madipurusham tamaham bhajami. So Krishna, he is the original source of everything. He is the cause of all causes. He is the unborn and the purest. And the living entity is fallible. We just went through that. However, the Supreme Lord is conscious and the living entity is conscious. The Supreme Lord is eternal and the living entity is eternal. However, the Supreme Lord, he fulfills all the desires to all the living entities. So Krishna, when he departs Sireva Abhyupetya. When Krishna, Abhyupetya means another candle. Dipayate vivrita hetu samana dharma. When one candle communicates with other candle, yeah. when one candle communicates with other candle, then this other candle, although he is burning separately, he is samana dharma, he have the same power as the first candle. Is there any difference between these two candles? Sorry? The first one is original. So exactly when Krishna communicates, when Krishna expands himself, the first expansion, they are exactly the same. There is no difference. And the first expansion of Krishna is, of course, Balaram. Balaram in Vrindavan, in the spiritual world. So there is no difference between Krishna and Balaram. And Prabhupada also said that there is no difference between Krishna and Balaram, basically. Krishna, he has six opulences. Balaram has six opulences. Krishna has 64 transcendental qualities. Balaram has 64 transcendental qualities. Krishna have his residence, Balaram have his residence. Krishna steals, Balaram steals. However, there are two differences between the first and the second one, between Krishna and Balaram. The first one is obvious. It is the complexion. Krishna, he is the complex. Balaram, he is fair complexion. And Krishna, he is Shyamvarna. He is the complexion of a rain-filled monsoon, black monsoon rain-filled cloud. And the other difference between Balaram and Krishna is that Krishna, he appears as the object of our service. Krishna comes, Krishna accepts the service, where Balaram, he comes to render service. And basically Balaram, he serves Krishna in all five principal brajarasas. He serves Krishna as in neutral position. He serves Krishna as a servant, as a friend, in parental mood, and even in the conjugal rasa. So then, this is the first. Then when, so many things. Then Balaram, he expands into the Chaturvyuha in Dvaraka. And then the Chaturvyuha, I have still some. Anyway, the Chaturvyuha in Dvaraka, the Chaturvyuha is Sankarshan, Aniruddha, Pradyumna, and Vasudev. And then the Chaturvyuha in Dvaraka expands into the Narayans in Vaikuntha. So basically, Golok Vrindavan, Dvaraka and Vaikuntha, it is in spiritual world. And they expand like this. And then from the Narayans come the secondary Chaturvyuha, Vasudev, Sankarsham, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. And this point of Chaturvyuha expanded from the Narayans is exactly the shloka we are reading today, that by his Vasudev feature, Krishna simultaneously expanded himself into exact numbers of missing cowhead boys. Later, how the story is unfold, when Brahma comes back and when he see all these cowhead boys, then they show their Narayan feature, the forehand feature. And Brahma is completely sure that this is his lord. Because these cowhead, these expansions are not the residents of Vaikuntha, but they are exactly the expansions of Narayan. And there is two main differences between the Narayan and the residents of Vaikuntha. Because the residents of Vaikuntha have the same form as Narayan. They have Chaturbhuj, they have four hands. And basically, they have the same form as the Lord. But there is two differences between the residents of Vaikuntha and the Lord himself. This is the Shrivatsa and the Kostaka Jewel. And in the second part of Brihad Bhagavatamrita, when Gop Kumar, he is the cowherd boy, and when he is going back to the spiritual world, and when he goes into Vaikuntha, then he meets one person on the door of Vaikuntha, and Shri Shri Radha Gokula Nandan ki, Sitaram Lakshma Hanumana ki, Nitai Gaur Premanandi. And basically, the four-handed, the person who is standing on the door, Gop Kumar, he sees the four-handed form, and he thinks that this is the Lord himself. So immediately, what he do? He folds his hands, and he starts offering prayers. And when this person, this four-handed person, hears that, what he do? He does like this. He don't want to hear the glorification, and he just goes away. And he's saying that he's not the Lord. And then Gop Kumar, he enters inside, and then he meets other person with four hand, and he again starts to think that this is my Lord, and he again starts to offer the prayer, and the same thing is happening. He don't want to hear that. And then after one resident, he takes pity of him, and then he shows that this is Lord Narayan, and he is distinguished from others by these beautiful jewels that he have. So these expansions of when Krishna expanded himself into the Narayans, these are not the residents of Vaikuntha, but it is Narayan himself. Who knows what type of moon was on the day when Krishna did that? What type of moon was when Krishna expanded himself? If somebody knows, raise your hand, and we're going to have a cup of Maha fruits as a present. Full moon. Exactly, yeah, yes, it was full moon. How do you know? Wow. Atsuta, you're really lucky. You're going to get a cup of Maha fruits. Yeah, basically, it was full moon. And how we know that? Because Krishna, he went out with other cowherd boys. But Balaram was not there. If Balaram would be there with other cowherd boys and with Krishna, and if Balaram would, and if Lord Brahma would do something like this, Brahma would be in trouble because of Balaram. But Balaram, he was not there. He was not there with other cowherd boys. Why? It was his birthday. It was his birthday. And basically, the birthday of Balaram is in just 2 weeks before Jamashtami, and it is on full moon. It's going to be in August. So basically, Balaram, he was not there, and it was the full moon. And when Krishna expanded himself in the many, 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 and in this way, Lord Krishna, he establishes his original position. He bewilders Brahma. He bewildered Lord Shiva. He bewildered Indra. And in this way, he is showing that he is the avatari. Not avatar, but avatari, one from whom all the expansions are coming. And because he expanded himself into many, many, many Narayans, then Brahma, he was completely convinced that because he expanded himself in not one Narayan, but in many Narayans, Krishna proved that he is the origin of all, and that basically the relationship that the devotee has with the Lord in Goloka Vrindavan is the highest. And basically, Krishna is speaking about that also in the Bhagavad Gita, in the 7th chapter, verse number 3, Manushinam Sahasreshu, that among so many living entities, there are hardly some who are striving for perfection, for liberation. And among all these yogis and tapasvis and devotees, hardly some of them are attaining liberation. And now when we are speaking about liberation, it is not only one thing. There are different destinations. So many of them attain mukti. And among so many of them who attain mukti, only hardly one knows Krishna personally. But even then, when somebody knows Krishna personally and when he go back to spiritual world, all the four sampradayas are leading to Vaikuntha. Basically, or even the Vaishnava sampradayas, the four Vaishnava sampradayas are leading to Vaikuntha. And then basically, if you remember, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had his tour, and when he went to South India, he met with the Tattvavadis, and then basically this was this big discussion with him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu just entered there, and he is dressed like a Mayavadi sannyas. And then when he entered in their temple, then the devotees would like, on the distance from him, because they saw that, oh, this is a Mayavadi. But then when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started to dance and chant, then they understood, oh, this is a devotee. So then the leader of community, he approached him, and then they received him nicely. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, you know, I'm not so much learned, and I don't know what is the goal of life. And would you explain what is the goal of life and what is the path leading to that goal? Thank you. And then, yeah, the leader of the community, he said that if we follow the varna and ashram, and if we offer it to the Lord, we're going to attain the supreme destination of Vaikuntha. And then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he started to quote the Shastra, and he said how that by the devotee, because you are all the devotees are rejecting the fruitive activities and moksha, the liberation. However, you are saying that the goal of life is performing, is engaging in the fruitive activities and moksha. And then he quoted the famous verse from Prahlad Maharaj, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Vada Sevanam Arsanam Dasyam Sakyam. He quoted the verse that it is actually by chanting and dancing, by chanting and remembering the pastime of the Lord, that we can obtain the highest perfection. And then basically the Tattvavadis were completely convinced about it. And even, do you know what is the deity that the Tattvavadis are worshipping in South India? Their guru, their acharya is Madhvacharya, and he brought a dancing Gopal as a main deity. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, it is written in Madhya Lila that this is one of the most beautiful deities, the dancing Gopal. And basically, Gopal is a deity of Goloka Vrindavan. This Gopal deity is the form of the Lord in Goloka Vrindavan. However, because of the way of worship, all the Tattvavadis are going to Vaikuntha. So basically, this was the main consideration of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how all the four sampradayas are leading to Vaikuntha. And then he opened the door for everyone, for Goloka Vrindavan, what is the most valuable thing, and most valuable and precious goal of life, Goloka Vrindavan. And next to him, of course, is our Srila Prabhupada, who so abundantly gives us this knowledge without any consideration of qualifications or disqualifications. He just opened the door of Goloka Vrindavan to everyone. And as the final note, that it is very rare that even from four sampradayas, that somebody who understand that Krishna is a person and who obtain liberation in the spiritual world with Krishna, that it is very rare that somebody is elevated from Vaikuntha to Dvaraka. And it is even more rare that somebody is elevated from Vaikuntha to Goloka Vrindavan. There are some examples of 108 Upanishads personified who get elevated to Vaikuntha, and girls of Mithila, when Lord Ramachandra broke the bow, and then they were just attracted, and then they asked him, and then Ramachandra, he said that, okay, not now, but in next pastime. So they were elevated from this Vaikuntha concept and liberation to the Goloka Vrindavan. And when Sita was in the exile, in the abandoned in the forest, then it was never a custom that the king performed the yagya alone. He was always performing it with wife. So there was a golden Sita. And then all these queens said that you accepted us as Sita, so please deal with us as with wife. But Lord Ramachandra, he said, no, 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 not now, not in this pastime. But they also get elevated from this Vaikuntha concept to the Goloka Vrindavan. So basically, this is the glory of the most merciful incarnation, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sri Nityananda Prabhu, that they opened the door of Goloka Vrindavan so widely. And after them, of course, Srila Prabhupada, who just so abundantly gave this knowledge. Now I'm going to invite... is there any questions, comments?